All right, Sean. Sorry about the classic run, running top 10, I believe. And what happened over in turn 3?
I don't know. Something broke. I know the brake rotor came apart. I don't know if that was the cause or the effect of the crash, but something broke in the front end.
And the last regular season race, I was wondering if you'd be able to even come back today. That was a hard shot you took in that accident as well. What happened there?
Yeah, that was definitely one of the hardest shots I've ever taken. Again, we had a bolt break, actually. The week before, we touched the wall, and maybe we cracked it, and it actually let go the week after. So, but, you know, the crew worked extremely hard, and we pretty much rebuilt the car. And actually, it might have been a blessing in disguise, so we changed a lot of things, and I think we really woke the car up this weekend, something we've been missing all year.
You looked pretty good early on. Obviously, you were top 10 when you went out, but you were moving forward.
Yeah, the car felt good. You know, it was pretty comfortable to ride there in the top 10, and then around lap 150, I thought my only chance to, you know, get up toward the front would be to pit. So we pit, and then we were just a little bit too tight with the new tire on the left rear, so I couldn't really move forward as fast as I thought I would be able to, but we just had to ride it out.
You took a left rear when it came in?
Yes, we did that a couple years ago, and it really helps with the drive down the straightaway, so you can really get on it. But again, we just couldn't really, it was kind of overpowering the old right front, so we couldn't turn as well as we thought we could.
Next season, any idea what the plans might be at this point?
Haven't really talked about it. I got my second child being born here in November, so life's going to get a little crazier, and the trip from Chicago is a rough one, so I don't know. We'll see. Love Oswego Speedway and I love Super Modified Racing, but we'll just do the best we can.
You love your family more.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your season?
Oh, geez. I got to thank my dad, my mom. I think Mike Mancuso, Mike Smith, Tony Pisa, my brother Chris, my wife, my daughter. You know, just this whole group has been together for 20 years now, and you know, they really work their butts off, and we're kind of a smaller team, but we do the best we can.